You're listening to DAC Simulation on BCB 96.7 FM, brought to you by Nige and the illustrious Steph over there.
Hello.
Sorting out our technical bits. Yes, okay, so this is your monthly dose of goth, industrial, electro, alternative. You heard there, Fisher Spooner with a merge on the way into our 2 hours of...
Mayhem
and stuff, really, yeah. Coming up in the show tonight, we've got for you some old stuff from the people like the Chameleons and the Human League. We've got some new kind of electro-y stuff from Decoded Feedback, Frontline Assembly, Suicide Commando. We've got the usual roundup of club nights and gigs and some information about new releases. And later on, we should have DJ Matt from...
Implant,
turning up and doing a bit of music for us and telling us about basically what he's been up to and what he's basically going to be up to. So we'll wait and see. Hopefully he'll be here in time for the rest of the show, but that's the thing about this show. We'll see how it goes. Okie dokie. Right, here's something that I've just discovered. I don't know quite how new it is, but it's quite lovely. It's by Sidol. It's called In the Fog. I'm not afraid to are listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 96.7 FM and also streamed on the net on www.bcb.yorks.com. You heard Seabound with Torn, the Covenant remix. That's off the Contact single that's recently been released. I think that's a little fabby remix of that track.
And also the new Seabound album called Beyond Flatline is actually out.
Is that out now?
Yes.
Is that in our stores?
Yes.
Excellent.
It is.
Well, basically, I think you'll be hearing stuff off of that on the next show, because we haven't quite got our hands on it, but no doubt, if it's in the country somewhere, we'll go and beg, steal or borrow, or just generally pester people until we can get our hands on it.
Just a little bit later on, sort of, there's a couple of other releases that I want to announce.
Right. Okay, we'll go through that in a few songs' time. But yeah, before Seabound, you heard Sidor with In the Fog, and they're a recent discovery to me. But a few of you probably heard them plenty of times before, because they played Leeds last year at the Beyond the Veil gig. Very good band. We're going to play some more of them. I do absolutely love that In the Fog track, but they've got some more electro noisy industrial tracks that are just as fab, and again will come up in some of our future shows, I believe. Yes, I think we've natted on enough about them couple of tracks. We've got some Chameleons for you now. We'll be right back.
sea, fridge you can't conceive. A flying tiger burning bright. It doesn't look like our last denial now. The winter rain can't explain why I've been sitting here for days. You join us with dinner waves for days. Goddess in a silver crown. She's the daughter of a falling czar. Follows me like an optic star. I've seen things you won't believe. I am the secret you can't conceive. A flying tiger burning bright. It doesn't look like our last denial now.
Listening to DAC Simulation on BCB 96.7 FM. You heard the Fiction 8 with the Winter Rain, and before that you heard the Chameleons from Forever Ago with Strange Times. Right, I'm going to try and give you a roundup of the up-and-coming gigs and club nights in the Yorkshire area for the coming month, basically. Gig-wise, there isn't that much going on. I've had a good hunt around the old net, and I could only find one gig. I could only find Zombina and the Skeletones and Zeitgeist, well, supported by Zeitgeist Zero, at the 7th of February at Cert 18 in York. That's £4 in, it's 7:30 till 11:30. Go along, support the bands. They're two really quite fun bands. I can remember, certainly, Zombina and the Skeletones. I've seen them live a couple of times, and they're just powerful on stage. I just love the stuff they do. But yeah, that's the only gig I could find. So if you know about gigs, there's something you want to promote, get in touch with us, www.dacsimulation.org, or get in contact with us through the BCB website or BCB itself. Okay, let's give you a roundup of the club nights. On Saturday the 31st of January, we have Black Veil. It's their third birthday special at the Adelphi, at Dock Street, Leeds. That's from 7 till 11:30, £2.50 on the door. They play gothic, electro, dark wave, industrial, death rock, neo-folk. Friday the 6th of February, we have one of the first new goth nights in Leeds for, well, about 5 years, I believe. It's the Friday Flock. It's thank Flock it's Friday. We have that at Barfono in Leeds. It's £2 in before 10. It's 9 p.m. till 3 a.m. and it's going to be very much like similar stuff that they play on the Sunday night at the Sheepish Night. So get yourself down there. It's going to be the first one. There's going to be presumably photographs taken and lots of people dressed up, so it's going to be lots of fun. I'm certainly going to show my face there. That's going to be that's going to be a monthly night. I know it's confirmed for the next 4 months, so if we go down and support it, it will carry on. If it's a patch on the Sunday night stuff, it'll be fantastic. And yeah, let's keep these things going. Saturday, the following day, on Saturday the 7th of February, we have a choice. We have in the daytime, we have Carpe Diem at the Exchange in Bradford. That's 1 p.m. till 6 p.m. So that's free entry, that's goth tunes and some cheapish beer. So that's something to do Saturday afternoon if you want to get away from the shoppers or just hide out that somewhere not too busy. It's a good laugh, that, so get yourself down there. And in the evening, there's Dead Stars at the Escape Bar at Bradford Uni, 10 p.m. till 2 a.m. It's very electro, EBM, industrial noise stuff going on there from DJs Richard and Horny Simon. And the following week, on Saturday the 14th, we have Carpe Rectum. It's the alternative goth Valentine's party at the 1 in 12 Club in Bradford. The normal Carpe Noctum stuff is on hold. Well, it's going
to
be...
I am trying not to laugh.
It has been renamed for this Valentine's special. Very alternative Valentine's, according to the website. Very twisted, apparently. It's at the 1 in 12 Club. Expect the normal Carpe Noctum stuff. Nine while late, £3.50 on the door, and very, very cheap, odd booze being sold in there. But it's a good fun night out, definitely a good laugh. And the last thing that's really worth mentioning is the Wendy House on the Saturday the 21st of February. That's at Leeds Uni, that's 9 p.m. till 2:30 a.m. Two huge rooms. We've got the huge main floor of cheesy 80s alternative and goth going on.
Everything else.
And upstairs we've got the Mutate Room with DJs Echo and Jill. Playing a good mixture of electro industrial type stuff. All lots of fun, lots of friendly people, lots of dressed up people. That's at Leeds Uni, that's 9 p.m. till 2:30 a.m. I think I already mentioned that, and it's about £4 on the door. So yeah, that's the kind of monthly roundup of stuff to do in Yorkshire for the kind of goth industrial scene. If you know of any more, as I say, get in touch. We'll tell everyone we know. So right, I think I've nattered on long enough. Let's get on with some music.
Conversation turned until the sun went down, and many fantasies were learned on that day.
Keep feeling fascination, passion burning, love so strong. Keep feeling fascination, looking, learning, moving on.
Changing. No meaning left to hold. And so the conversation turned until the sun went down, and many fantasies were learned on that day.
Keep feeling fascination, passion burning, love so strong. Keep feeling fascination, looking, learning, moving on.
Keep feeling fascination, passion burning, love so strong.
And so the conversation turned until the sun went down. And many fantasies were learned on that day.
Deep feeling, fascination, passion burning, love so strong. Keep feeling, fascination, looking, learning, moving on. Keep feeling, fascination, passion burning, love so strong. Keep feeling, fascination, looking, learning, moving on. Keep feeling, fascination, passion burning.
Love so strong, keep feeling fascination.
Okay, you heard Tori Amos with a cover of The Strangler's Strange Little Girl. And before that, you heard The Human League with Fascination. And finally, we've got DJ Matt from Huddersfield.
Hey!
He's turned up.
Good evening.
Good evening. Right, so hopefully later in the show, after a couple of tracks, we're going to ask you about what you've been up to, implant and things like that, and the future. And play some of your stuff. We've got some stuff on minidisc to a mix of yours, about half an hour's worth.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Right, cool.
Let's noisy stuff now.
Yeah, I think we really need some noisy stuff.
Noisy stuff.
Okay, here's some decoded feedback.
With Bondage.
Lincoln Holy National Cemetery, the very ED of H. John Brigham, who shot and killed the line of duty Friday, was 40 years old.
right, this is Dark Assimilation on BCB 96.7 FM. You heard Frontline Assembly with Rebirth. Before that, you heard NoiseX with Enforce the Power. Before that, you heard Decoded Feedback with Bondage. Right, we're joined by Matt from Huddersfield, who's been DJing at Implant.
Hello.
Yep, hello. So, basically, are you Implant? Is that organised and completely run by you?
Or? It was kind of a child of mine. Went through the fetal stage, joined by my psychic roller girl at the moment. That's Rhys from Manchester, who's he's been helping me out on the EBM electro stuff.
Cool.
Leave me to do more the industrial noise side of things. Let down at the start by a few people who shall remain nameless. But setbacks, we got up and running.
I got there a few times, and it was a very good night.
Thank you.
So that's no longer running now. I think you've had venue problems, haven't you?
This is correct, yeah. The venue that I was DJing at kind of shut down, got bought out by a big multinational chain or something. Some big corporate takeover is rife in society today, as we all know. We're just currently looking for a venue over in Manchester at the moment.
Is the night going to continue with the same name, or is it going to be kind of re-engineered into something different?
Same name. It should be a bit slicker, a bit smarter, a bit more professional. This is a bit kind of cut and paste before, if you like. It was a bit too
a bit ad hoc
together. Yeah, a bit ad hoc.
Right. So, do you have any definites about the venue or the dates when it might start? Can you give us a hint?
Quite a few people have been asking about that, but I'm keeping that one under my hat for the moment.
So. Do you have a website URL that we can direct our listeners to check out for more information?
Sure, just connect.to/implant at the moment.
Right.
That's currently under design by a friend of mine, Tim in Leeds, who's kind of offered to help us out again. Let down by a few people with a website. So my choice of people hasn't been brilliant.
Such is life.
Such is life, indeed.
Yes.
But yeah, we should be a bigger web space, fancy, nice website. Keeping people updated on what's happening and things like that.
So certainly, as soon as we find anything out, we'll mention it on the show. Go on then, Steph.
Will it be the same music policy, like nasty, noisy stuff that I like, basically?
Music policy evolved, has evolved. The original intention with Implant was to cater more for the proper old school, kind of like Throbbing Gristle days, you know, right back to charting the whole period of industrial right from the start. Kind of adapted on that a bit. The aim isn't to play a lot of EBM, because there are enough nights out there that do that already. Dead Stars in Bradford is one of them. Good night for EBM stuff there. But we're going to focus now mainly on a bit of the old, but the electro thing's coming through in the scene a bit more now, so we're going to focus on that. We've got a few contacts out there with labels and things, particularly with the noise side of things that I'm focusing on. So yeah, it's going to be basically just alternative dance music to get people up, and, you know, aggressive dance music, harsh, nasty, abrasive, just the way we like it.
Excellent. Sounds like my sort of thing anyway.
Excellent.
Okay, right. Well, we've got some a set of yours coming up, but first we're going to have a couple of tracks, a bit of old stuff from New Order.
We'll be right back. I lost with a place by fear.
Listening to DAC Simulation on BCB 96.7 FM, and this is DJ Matt Set.
We'll be right back.
and this is DJ Matt on Dark Assimilation Radio 96.7 FM, bringing the noise.
verflucht. Und alle sind gekreuzigt. Und alle sind kaputt. Von Reichstechnologie. Von Zeitökonomie. Von Qualität des Lebens. Und Kriegsphilosophie. 1, 2, 3, 4. Brüchel, kommt das mit mir. 1, 2, 3, 4. Beide Hände reich ich dir. 1, 2, 3, 4. Meine Freunde, tanz mit mir. 1, 2, 3, 4. Rundherum, das ist nicht fair. Wir tanzen Adolf Hinkel, Benzin und Apolloni. Wir tanzen Stiefel drüber und tanzen mit Maitreya. Mit Totalitarismus und mit Demokratie. Wir tanzen mit Faschismus und unter Anarchie.
Okay, you're listening to Dax and Legend on BCB 96.7 FM. You heard that DJ Matt set, half an hour of noisy stuff, fantastic stuff there. Do you want to tell us about what some of the stuff you played? Some of the bands that was in that mix.
Our first track up there was a band called Mimetic, who were out on Parametric, that's parametric.info. They're kind of a small-time French label, been around for quite a while now. They've got quite a few releases. It's Remy from Malada Fronter's label there. Second in, they've got Kiev, that's their debut album there. That's a track called Zimmer, they're on Out of Line. third in was Slave Cylinder. That's you're actually quite fortunate to hear that, because it's taken us 6 months to get this over from the States, and it's the first time it's ever been played, so that's quite good.
So that's an exclusive for the show, yeah. And for the UK, is it?
As far as I know, yes.
Wow.
So that's,
thank you.
Thank you very much.
No problem. That's Slave Cylinder, and that's on a compilation called The Fall of the Two Towers, ironically titled there. That's on slaveindustries.net. Next one in was Isoloscope, and then people, not bad. I quite like Isoloscope. It's taken me a while to get into them, but they're also going the way of the American noise stuff. It's becoming more breakbeat, and that was kind of like one of their epitome tracks there. After that, we've got Exclipsect. That's an old album. That's 2000. That was released. Point of Focus. That's on unitsounds.com. After that, Club Classic Manufacturer. That's out on Oracle Media. A track called Regression. People probably heard that round and about in the clubs of late. VMV Nation. Well, need no introduction, really.
No, fantastic track there.
Yeah, especially after last year's Storm Inside Infest as well. Mm-hmm. That was Structure, Future Perfect, and Akron Sounds. Finally, finishing off with Lieback. That's the new album, Watt. That's on Mute.com. That's Tanz Mick Lieback. Or Mich Lieback. I don't speak much German. I don't think that's how you pronounce it.
No. You said earlier that possibly they would be playing Infest. Lieback anyway, or was that just a wish?
That's one of my wishes. Tony and I and Pete were discussing this after Infest last year. We were wondering who they could actually get to be one of the big acts to play, because obviously we've had VMV twice now at Infest. Lieback would be a good consideration. I mean, I saw them down in the Scala in London just before Christmas, and I paid £20 for the ticket, and God, was it worth it. It was absolutely astonishing. They were spot on, flawless, best acts I've seen in the last 8 years, without a shadow of a doubt. Everything was perfect, so they would go down very, very well, I think. Especially with Watt being so kind of like EBM oriented as well, appealable to quite a lot of people, not just your hardcore industrial fans, but all the people into the more electro EBM stuff as well. So I think that'd be a good choice for Mark and the Infest crew there.
Well, right. We'll hope to take your comments on board, and we'll have to see who ends up at Infest.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see.
Yeah. We're always just going to end up nattering about it until it actually happens, aren't we? We won't know for sure who's going to be playing until, well, basically a few weeks in advance. So we're just going to natter about it on this show forever. So yeah, listeners, if you want to suggest who you want, give us a shout.
Sort of before we go on to acts that have already been confirmed for Infest are Assemblage 23 and Converter. Is that right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's that was emailed out on the Infest mailing list, so that's as confirmed as it gets, as far as I know.
Well, anyway,
I think
we've added a bit too much, but anyway,
okay.
Here's a bit more noisy stuff with Skinny Puppy.
Cool.
We're too bad.
listening to DAC Simulation on BCB 96.7 FM. You heard back there, you heard KMFDM with Black Ball, and before that you heard Skinny Puppy with Hardset Hand. Hardset Head. I can't read my own handwriting, can I? Yeah, so there you go. That's been most of our show so far. Matt, you were nattering on in that break about, what was it you wanted to mention?
Converter,
yeah. They were fantastically playing Infest, and...
Yes, they are. I wanted to say, because we've got an exclusive interview with them for Black Harvest. That's fade.2/Black Harvest. Our roving reporter, Adam, speaks to him a lot on the internet, and he's given him an interview, which is apparently a Noel's Bard thing, so we'll have to wait and see, because it's rumoured to be his last gig down in Slimelight at the end of last year. So this is going to be interesting to see what he says.
Now he's been mentioned at Infest.
That should be interesting. We've got a zine out at the start of February, full interviews with, this is a Noel's Bard informal chat with Ronan from VMV Nation, so that should be good. We've got a Wumpscut interview, Scrappy EDX, a Cyclotimia interview, and a weird piece on cats, some weird woman we found who talked to cats, which I thought would be quite interesting. So that's out in February, so just pop onto the website, and if you want a copy, just email one of us. The one concerning the Converter interview should be the one just before or just after Infest, so that should be, I had to get that in, else Tonya killed me.
Okay, yep, no problem. So have you, do you want to remind us of the URL of the zine again?
The zine's fade.2/Black Harvest.
Right, so all the information's on there.
Yeah, all the information's on there, everything you need. There's also connect.2/implant, and generally, if it's a label, it's the labelplus.com, which is quite straightforward. So
yeah,
there's quite a few bits and pieces there.
Okie dokie. Well, we're going to leave you with the rest of Suicide Commando Face of Death. Thank you for listening. This has been DAC Simulation.
And thank you, Matt, as well.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me.
And yes, and we hope we'll have you back someday.
I'm sure you will.
Bye bye, all.
Good night. Bye.